Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
642, News Radio 1020, KDKA, Larry Richard with John Shumway.
You know, it's one of those things that you don't think about very often, but the fact is, just about everything that we have, goods around our area, arrives here by truck.
Yeah, and one of the most prominent trucking companies in our region is Pitt, Ohio. Joining us is the Chief Marketing Officer, Jeff Musick, on KDKA. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, we are all paying a lot more at the gas pump these days, and I have to assume that you are too. How much has the cost of running one of your trucks gone up because of the fuel prices?
Yeah, we estimate that diesel fuel prices have gone up 16% since the first of the year, and we're not planning on it coming back down. So it is a real challenge out there.
Yeah, and John's right. When you go to the pump, that's one thing for the average consumer, but then it starts to affect just about everything else. What are you hearing out there in terms of your retailers that you're delivering things to on what that impact is going to be?
Well, candidly, there are times we are challenged to be able to pass that cost along. So our first focus, and I think it's not just our company but others in our industry, really focusing on fuel efficiency. As price per gallon goes up, means that you need to start to rethink how you're doing business and change. So there's a lot of focus on making sure you put the right size shipment on the right size truck. You have tractor trailers that get maybe 6 miles per gallon, straight trucks or box trucks that get about 11 miles per gallon, and small vans or delivery vans that get 22 miles per gallon. So when you have a small size shipment, you certainly don't want to put it on a tractor trailer. And those are some things that we've worked on from an optimization standpoint to reduce fuel consumption. Some other things we focused in on are decreasing speeds. A truck that runs down the road at 65 miles per hour consumes about 8% more fuel than one that moves at 55. So we've dialed back the speeds on all of our trucks. From a safety standpoint, it's a good thing. It's also, from a fuel economy standpoint, very beneficial.
Jeff, I have to assume, though, that there has to be some pass along in this.
There is a fuel surcharge that's in place with many accounts, but it depends on really the terms of the agreement as to whether it can flex week to week, which is where we see price changes, or sometimes they can be annual contracts where they flex annually. So,
what are you hearing about the near future? Obviously, it doesn't look like fuel prices will come down anytime soon, although we have seen oil come down a little bit over the weekend. What are your guys talking about?
We plan to operate in an environment with high fuel costs. I think it's awfully hard to predict one way or the other what is going to happen. I think if you could do that and I could do that, we'd be doing something else.
Yeah, you're right with that fuel prices, because nobody can understand fully why they've gone so high with no real issue. I mean, they're blaming the unrest in the Middle East, and then, boom, they went up long before that. So we appreciate interesting stuff. We appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Jeff Musick is the Chief Marketing Officer of Pitt, Ohio Trucking.
Yeah, here. Saudi Prince gets a hangnail, and we pay more at the gas pumps.
Oh, yeah, it's a little aggravating, too. It's 6:46. At KDKA. Checking traffic. You're burning fuel next on KDKA.